Ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense. Promote the general welfare and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Orlene Kula. We're going to be talking about Agenda 21, about smart meters, about this whole effort to transform our society. And there really is an organized effort to destroy the society we have known and replace it with a new one. Now, if you doubt that for one second, that there is an organized effort by the elite to destroy contemporary society and replace it as part of a program for globalism, I hope that you will go to your computer and type in simply YouTube, Alan Greenspan, Creative Destruction. YouTube, Alan Greenspan, Creative Destruction. And you will pull up on your screen a YouTube segment where Alan Greenspan testifying before the Senate in about 2007 says, you know, basically, of course, we are dedicated to globalism, and certainly under globalism, why we have had certainly improved our living standards and brought living standards up throughout the world. But, of course, this is a process known as creative destruction. And if we are going to create this new globalist society, we have to destroy the old one. We have to destroy the old society. The elite have decided to destroy our society. They're in the process of doing it. You can see the end result of their effort today, as they've transferred 12 million of our jobs overseas, and the companies aren't coming home, the corporations aren't coming home, because they don't want to have to pay a 35% income tax or corporate tax in the United States when they can produce overseas, and not pay any American corporate tax. In fact, if they try to bring the money back into this country, they have to pay 35%, so they'll keep it overseas, they invest it overseas. And the whole idea is to build up countries throughout the world as we destroy the infrastructure of America. Because what does America produce? Well, it produces not very many things today. Certainly, China produces far more cars than we do, and many of the major car producers in the United States are Japanese rather than American. But there's an organized effort to, of course, lower our living standards. You can't keep living as a consumer nation. You got to be able to produce the things. And our GDP, 70% of our GDP is consumption, not production. And America's wealth is being intentionally drained. We spend 43 cents of every dollar is borrowed money. And since other countries have lost confidence in our currency, 60% of that money we borrow from ourselves. They just created as part of a program of inflation, which is intent upon destroying the value of our currency. Go to the stores, the hardware store, the grocery store, see how the prices are skyrocketing. and then read what the government says about there's only 2 or 3% inflation. And how do they get to those figures? They lie. The last thing they want to do for you to do is let you know they intend to destroy this country, but that's what it's all about. Orlene Coulomb, thank you very much for being with us today, and I hope you'll bring us up to date on what's really going on in this Agenda 21 globalist program of sustainable development, of certainly a world of global warming and smart meters, and all sorts of lies intent upon destroying American society. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan, and good morning, and thank you for having me on your radio program. Well, as you know, I have just completed my book about smart meters. It's now published, and you have several copies of it as well. And I wanted to really go into what I have written in Chapter 10, which is one of the largest chapters, and it is entitled, Who and What Are Behind the Smart Meter, the Smart Grid Program? What objectives are they trying to achieve? And just about all that you just mentioned is in there, how this is connected to Agenda 21 and their desire to control every aspect of our lives through controlling our energy. So I first of all give a picture of the smart grid and the smart meter network and how it's all interconnected. And then I say that there are five main groups and objectives pushing the smart meter program and the smart grid. First is ecological, second political, third financial, fourth the big brother, people who want to control and survey our lives, and fifth is the global part of it, and that's where Agenda 21 and ICLEI all come in. And then I go into each of these in greater detail. So under environmental or ecological, of course they're using the excuse of saving energy, stopping greenhouse gas emissions, stopping global warming, and they use all these fear tactics to get our children to go along with this, and the media uses the same fear tactic. It's very seldom that you can find any media that really gives us the truth on any of this. And I mention in here my experience with teaching art in the public schools, and I've noticed over the years as a substitute teacher that it didn't seem to matter. It used to be just in the, they had a separate class called environmental science class, but that was soon incorporated into the regular science class, and now it doesn't seem to matter if it's a math class, an English class, or art. They have something in there that is pushing the global warming hoax. So the little children from kindergarten through high school on into the universities are saturated with this. And, of course, they grow up never doubting it because it's been taught by their teachers who they are supposed to honor and respect. But in this art class, I was asked to, the children were doing a thumbnail sketch of something that was disturbing them. And it was amazing how many of them were doing a thumbnail sketch of something about global warming. And one little boy had the earth melting into a mud puddle. And after seeing so much of this, and this was just, this was December 2009, just before the, just after the climate gate had been exposed. And so I wrote on the board the word climate gate, and I said, I know you're not used to your art teacher lecturing to you or saying anything, but I would like you to all look up here for a few minutes. I said, I've noticed so many of you are very concerned about global warming.
Hold that thought, Orlene. Hold that thought. We'll be right back here at the American Peace Network.
Why do the nations rage, and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. With the summer months upon us, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is hot. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position. Wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners, for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, on the air, wishing everyone a great summer season.
Well, look, Dan back here, and Irene was just talking about she's a substitute teacher, and our schools are being used to indoctrinate our children in the lie of global warming. What is global warming all about? Well, my goodness, it's to convince them that we have certainly the temperatures warming up and the sea levels are going to rise and our cities are going to be inundated. And that the climate is going to change. And it's all because, of course, we're burning fossil fuels. So we've got to stop burning fossil fuels. We've got to stop using electricity. After all, certainly the dams are destroying the ability of fish to get upstream. So we've got to tear out dams. We've already torn out several hundred dams across America. They're going to do this all across America so we won't have hydroelectric electricity. And then we're going to have to close down the nuclear power plants because of what happened over in Japan, where obviously they did everything they could to be ensured there'd be a catastrophe if anything happened. We don't know why they had the earthquake or the tsunami, but we do know that they certainly could have recycled the fuel rods or stored them underground. Instead, they stored the fuel rods in pools of water on the fourth floor in the buildings, where if there was a catastrophe, they knew it would lead to the release of electricity, and then they're using that to frighten the American people into beginning to close down nuclear power plants. We haven't built one in 30 years. And then, of course, we have to stop using fossil fuels, natural gas, coal, or oil to produce electricity. They've already pledged to cut our fossil fuel emissions 85%. 85% by the year 2050. The plan is to destroy the infrastructure of America. But you've got to convince our children that global warming is there. It's real. Whereas the reality is, of course, we talked to Lord Monckton yesterday, who attended the Rio summit here a couple of weeks ago, where, of course, nobody there even believes in global warming anymore, but our kids do, because the schools are not used for education, they're used for indoctrination. And if your kids go to public schools, you obviously don't care for them. You've got to get your kids out of public schools. And even any private school that lies to them and dumbs them down like they do in our public schools. Go right ahead, Arlene.
Okay, well, to finish my story about teaching as art classroom, after I wrote the word climate gate up on the board, I explained to them what that was, that about 1,000 emails had just been revealed between some top UN scientists, and one was UK professor, Dr. Phil Jones of the University of East Anglia in England, and he did head up the prestigious climatic research unit, which was the main source of information for the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, known as the IPCC. and for the world media on climate change. And in these emails, he was corresponding with other top scientists, mainly the professor at Penn State in Pennsylvania, Michael Mann, and he's the creator of the deceptive hockey stick graph that makes it appear that global warming has skyrocketed. Anyway, these emails were essentially revealing that the scientists were cooking the books on global warming data and telling other scientists, no, you must not expose the truth about this. You know, we have to keep this global warming hoax going on. One of them even said, we may even have to redefine what the peer review literature is. So anyway, this was revealed by someone who hacked into these emails, and so you could find out about it online, but the media essentially had kept this so hidden that not very much happened about it. But I told the kids to go ahead and research themselves if they wanted to know the truth about it. Well, one little boy, especially the one that had his the world melting into a mud puddle, asked me why would they want to do such a thing. And I said, well, whenever you have a question about why something is going on, the best answer is to follow the money. And I told him there's a great deal of money to be made if they keep this global warming hoax going on. And they're going to be doing this by trading carbon credits. It's the concept of cap and trade, which I then write about in the next few pages in my book. But I explained to them what that was. They'd never heard of carbon credits. They'd never heard of trading carbon credits. And so I essentially let them know what that was all about and just how many people will be making millions and millions of dollars through all of this. Anyway, I don't know if they did the research, but some of them seemed relieved to think that the world was not going to be melting into a big mud puddle. And I don't know how their teacher felt about what I told them, but I was never invited back for that art teacher to teach. But I felt it was important enough to let them know the truth about that. So that's how they're spreading this, is, as you said, through our public schools, through our universities, and through many private schools who have fallen for this. And there really is very much evil deception through this whole global warming hoax. And for your listening audience who don't totally understand what cap and trade is all about, because it's the global warming that they're using for this, and they've tried to get it passed through Congress. It hasn't quite happened, but through California legislation, we have our own version of cap and trade, and this was passed in 2006. It's called the Global Warming Solutions Act, or AB 32, and by November, they're actually going to start auctioning off carbon credits through CARB, the California Air Resource Board. And on August 15th, in front of the Capitol, we're having a rally and protest about this, because inside the Capitol building in Sacramento, they're going to be having a kind of a mock drill of what this will be like, their preparation for the November auction. So outside, we're going to be having the same thing, and this will just be a spoof on what they're doing. We have five different speakers coming to speak. Brian Sussman will be there talking about his two books that he's written, one which is called Climate Gate, and the other is Eco-Tyranny. And then I've been asked to speak as well about the smart meters and how this plays into it. And we have someone who will be portraying Miss Piglet, who is there because she is so upset because what she considers her normal bodily functions have now been labeled as gross polluters. So essentially all farm animals that give off methane or whatever they give off when they're having their normally bodily functions, they've been declared gross polluters. So she's going to be speaking about that. We're hoping to have a huge rally of people from all over the state. They're protesting this AB 32 because it is such a horrible bill. It's driving millions of jobs out of California, causing so many trucks and other cars to be retrofitted to fit these ridiculous standards. And it's just another way of driving down the economy. And for California to think that we can have our own global warming solutions all by ourselves, what arrogance. We are not the only state in the United States. We're not a little nation unto ourselves. And Lord Mountain, I heard him speak inside the Capitol building a few months ago talking about this. And he said this AB 32 and what they're going to be doing with it in the next 10 years will cost our state $450 billion and will do absolutely nothing to stop global warming. But it's going to drive our state into a third world country itself all by itself.
No, no, what is AB 32, Arlene?
AB 32 is the name for the Global Warming Solutions Act that was passed under Schwarzenegger back in 2006. And it's essentially our own version of cap and trade. So it'll put a cap on how much emissions any of our factories, our electrical plants, whatever can produce. And then for those who are not able to stop their emissions, they then can trade for carbon credits to essentially make up for what they are not able to stop themselves. And those factories who are able to clean up their pollution, supposedly, then they, having met their standards, and if they can even reduce that, then they are allowed to sell some carbon credits. People who plant trees will produce carbon credits. People who crush cars will produce carbon credits. And those carbon credits can then be traded on the international stock exchange. And we're going to then start auctioning these off in November. There's going to be a big auction that CARB, California Air Resource Board, will have for the state of California. And people are already so greedy, they're planning to do amazing things with the money that will be produced from this auction. Well, it's all absolutely ludicrous. And in my book, I have a section that essentially compares carbon credits to modern-day indulgences. And I just would like to share that with you, if it's all right. I said, I think one of the best ways to try to understand carbon credits is to compare them to the intangible, imaginary indulgences that some leaders of the early Christian church were selling for a time during the 1500s, the Middle Ages. They were certificates, a sort of get-out-of-jail pass that parishioners could buy to guarantee their deceased ancestors' way out of purgatory and into heaven. Of course, the greater the sin by the deceased loved one, the more expensive the indulgence. And they had something that was called superabundant merit. According to church historians, the concept of indulgences was based on the idea that Christ, and especially his mother, Mary, did so many good works that they didn't need them all. Therefore, the merits they had obtained with God that were beyond their need could be transferred to others. But the problem that many of us and the people also had with that back in the time that was going on, Christ didn't charge anything for his atonement, for shedding his blood for all mankind. So why should there be any charge for sharing these superabundant merits with anyone else? And this is what Martin Luther had written with his 95 Theses to the door of the Wittenberg Cathedral. It was number 27 that he said, "They preach only human doctrines who say that as soon as the money clinks into the money chest, the soul flies out of purgatory." So what's interesting is to compare the superabundant carbon credits with this idea of superabundant merit. So the good factories that are able to get rid of their pollution to get to have extra credits that they can sell, the bad factories that emit too much pollution have to buy the credits to essentially get themselves out of purgatory and home free. As soon as the money clinks into the money chest, the CO2 pollution is forgiven and erased, and their soul flies free. In other words, they can go on polluting as much as they want as long as they have enough money to buy carbon credits to offset it. It doesn't matter how black the sin, how black the smoke is going into the sky. All is okay once the carbon credit is paid for. And then I close that section with, the buying and selling of carbon credits are just as intangible and imaginary as the selling of indulgences and do just about as much good for the planet as trying to buy your loved one's way into heaven. They are a sneaky way for powerful people to profit from others who are naive and gullible and have fallen for the lies of global warming and are willing to pay to save the planet.
Well, basically then, I suppose they're going to charge people to drive their cars. They're going to charge industry for polluting the atmosphere. That just means industry is going to pick up and leave California, doesn't it?
What was your question?
Well, certainly they're going to drive people, charge people to use their cars because that is a polluting situation. The more you drive, why, the higher your taxes will be. But won't that drive industries out of California? They're going to have to pay
exactly
for pollution.
And that's what Lord Monson also said.
Well, that thought will be back in just a minute here at the American Freedom Network.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188. CINN stations in ALT salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in ALT, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Orlean Kula, who is president of the California Eagle Forum. And Orlean has written two books, one on smart meters, the other on Agenda 21. What's the exact title of that book, Orlean?
It's called By Stealth and Deception, USA Transformation, and it's parallel to the European Union.
By Stealth and Deception, it's an excellent overview of Agenda 21 and this whole effort to destroy our society. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. The enemy is not in Beijing or in Moscow, because we finance both of those countries from right here in the United States. The enemy is in Washington, D.C., in New York City at 5080 68th Street, the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations. I know. I've been there. I've been to their papers. I read their publications. Their effort is to destroy America through a process known as creative destruction. They're creating a new society. If you doubt that, why, you go to the Internet and you type in Alan Greenspan, YouTube, creative destruction, and hear Alan Greenspan explain how they are intentionally destroying our society. And they're going to destroy the value of your currency, and they're going to create inflation in America. They're going to destroy the old society. They know exactly what they're doing. They've sent our boys overseas to fight imaginary enemies, kill millions of people. But, of course, that's part of the program of population control. Well, our telephone number, if you have a question for Orlean, is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. The smart meters are being used to curtail your use of electricity. The overall program of cap and trade is to stop us from using fossil fuels, cut back on the use of electricity, deindustrialize America. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Deindustrialize America. Send our industries overseas, impoverish our people. And you say, that sounds crazy. Well, and not if you understand that they really want to destroy America and create this wonderful new society and raise the living standards in India and raise the living standards in China and raise the living standards in Bangladesh and lower the living standards here. Orlean, you go ahead and pick up the story, and it sounds so incredible, and yet that's what it's really all about. Go ahead.
Yes, it really is. And before we drop the subject of the whole myth behind this global warming, I did want to then really delve into what you have mentioned, how they are deliberately trying to destroy our currency, and the goal is then to have this currency replaced with carbon credits. So energy will be the basis for our currency. But before I go into that, let me tell you, on pages 190 through 193, I mention who's benefiting the most from the smart grid and the smart meters and this whole myth of global warming. And it's mighty people like Al Gore. And I mention in here how he has created 8 different groups, or is part of the board of these 8 different groups. Metropolitan West, he was the co-founder of this investment firm, which they sold to Wachovia Bank for $50 million in 2003. He's also an advisor to Google and owns Google stock worth millions. He's also on the board for Apple. He then co-founded Generation Investment Management, which is based in England, GIM, and he did this with David Blood, a Goldman Sachs partner. And then he also helped to form the European Climate Exchange and the Chicago Climate Exchange, and so he is on their board as well. He joined the venture capital firm of Kleiner Perkins in 2007, and so he gets money from them. He and a man named Doerr created Green Growth Fund, and it is now worth $1 billion, and its investments help fund Silver Spring Network, and that's the company that essentially provides the infrastructure for the smart grid. He also invested in 2008 into the Capricorn Investment Group, and that's $35 million that he invested in that, and it's another Silicon Valley firm that selects private funds for clients and invests in environmentally friendly products. He's also part of the Alliance for Climate Protection, a nonprofit public relations firm, and it's for that that he received his Nobel Prize award. And it is located just down the street from the office of his good friend Paul Ehrlich on the Stanford campus. So in my book, I have this web showing all of these and showing Al Gore's connection. And then how does Obama connect into this? Well, Al Gore's friend Obama was invested in promoting the cap and trade and carbon trading because he was part of the Joyce Foundation when he was in Chicago from 1994 to 2001. And the Joyce Foundation gave nearly $1.1 million in two separate grants that were instrumental in launching the Chicago Climate Exchange. And that's also what helps promote the smart meters and cap and trade. So it all comes out that it's all part of their plan to make lots and lots of money. And then you find out that this is really part of a new international economic order. And I give credit to Patrick Wood, who allowed me to put in my book an article that he wrote about this, that this is all based on technocracy that started back in 1932, founded by Howard Scott and M. King Hubbard. And they truly believed that someday the technocrats were the ones who were going to essentially rule the world. And it was technocracy that was really going to be who had taken over. And that's what Patrick Wood also believes. And he says that they didn't have the technology back then in 1932, but they knew that someday they would. That these were the things that they were calling for in their technocracy study course. That there would be something that would register 24 hours a day of a conversion of energy, that they would then have a continuous inventory of all production and consumption. It would provide a specific registration of the type, kind of all goods and services were produced and were used. And it would provide specific registration of the consumption of each individual, plus a record and description of that individual. And that's exactly what the smart grid does and the smart meter on each one of our homes. So that is really quite amazing that they already had this planned way back in 1932. So in his article, he then shows just how this has all come to effect. And he shows a picture of what is really, it's called the Global Energy Network Institute, and I have that picture in my book.
And we'll be back in just a moment. Our number is 877-254, 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, I stand back here at American Freedom Network. I guess this morning is early cola. And she's certainly talking about how this whole global warming scam is a scam. But of course, it's going to not only enrich people like Al Gore, who is investing in all of these green energy projects, but of course, it's going to impoverish the American people. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. They're in the process of destroying Western civilization for their own benefit. And believe me, it is called creative destruction. Al Gore, in his book, Earth in the Balance, wrote about the wrenching transformation of America. The wrenching transformation of America. In other words, America is going to change. Yes, it is going to change. It is changing. But, of course, it's this effort to destroy our society today, to transfer our wealth to other nations, to impoverish the American people. This is not imaginary. It's real. It's planned. It's diabolical. And what are you doing about it? I mean, it is being pushed by both Republicans and the Democrats. There's only one person who really has come out strongly against this is Ron Paul. They've infiltrated his campaign. They've neutralized him. They've convinced people that he's dropped out of the race, where he's going to send his delegates, but they're not going to be allowed to speak at the convention. That's what's known as democracy. And believe me, they're using strong-arm techniques. If you haven't heard our talks on Ron Paul, you need to know what's going on behind the scenes. But basically, of course, they don't want us to have an alternative. They want to destroy this America. I mean, this is a subversive, treasonous effort operating at the highest levels of our government. But go right ahead, Arlene, as you look at this unfolding, tell us your thoughts.
Well, you are so accurate, Dr. Stan, and this is a global conspiracy with so many people involved. And as I mentioned in my book, they have now called the Global Energy Network Institute, abbreviated as GENI, and it presents a dimaxion, which is a map of the world looking down from the North Pole, and it reveals the global grid that is currently under construction, where all the nations are all interconnected with this, the worldwide grid. And so what they believe someday is that maybe from Brussels or some central headquarters, someone will have the power to control the entire global grid. And what Patrick Wood believes is that they can just decide, well, United States and Canada and Mexico, because we're all going to be interconnected in the North American technocrate. That's what they're calling us. Each of these sections will be called a technocrate. Anyway, they will say, you are using too much electricity. We're going to shut you down and send your electricity to South America, or whatever they would like to do, because it will be all interconnected and someone will have such awesome power over it. And this is also an amazing way to redistribute wealth, because they're planning to have wealth based on energy. And this is what, as a quote that Patrick Wood says, there is a new world wide web emerging right before our eyes. It is a global energy network, and like the internet, it will change our culture, society, and how we do business. More importantly, it will alter how we use, transform, and exchange energy. There is no energy supply problem. There is an energy distribution problem. An emerging solution is a new worldwide web of electricity. And that's what he has written. And then he tells us just how they're now planning to have a new economy based on carbon currency. And he said this was really part of the plan. That's how the group that was formed just before the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, I guess it was after the Bilderbergers. In 1973, a Trilateral Commission was formed, and it was their specific goal to create a new international economic order. And they truly believe that this will be based on technocracy. And that's why Brzezinski then wrote his book, Between Two Ages, America's Role in the Technotronic Era, in 1968. So they're planning on this to be a technocracy with all of these evil technocrats in charge. And the ultimate goal then is to have our economy based on carbon currency. And if that seems so far-fetched to people, they just need to do a little research. In my book, I'm going to point out in 1995, a magazine called The New Scientist was already writing about toward a single carbon currency. Judith Hanna wrote, "My proposal is to set a global quota for fossil fuel combustion every year and to share it equally between all the adults in the world." In 2004, the Harvard International Review had an article called A New Currency. For those keen to slow global warming, the most effective actions are in the creation of strong national carbon currencies. In 2006, the UK Environmental Secretary, David Miliband, spoke to an audit commission and stated, "Imagine a county where carbon becomes a new currency. We carry bank cards that store both pounds and carbon points. When we buy electricity, gas, and fuel, we use our carbon points as well as pounds." Well, eventually, they hope to have it just reduced to carbon points. There won't be any pounds involved. In 2007, the New York Times wrote, "When carbon is currency." And this was written by Hannah Farfield. She said, "To build a carbon market, its originators must create a currency of carbon credits that participants can trade." In 2008, Point Carbon, a global consultant partnered with Bank of New York Mellon, published Towards a Common Carbon Currency, Exploring the Prospects for Integrated Global Carbon Markets. In 2009, the UK Telegraph wrote, "Everyone in Britain could be given a personal carbon allowance. They could be issued a unique number which they could use when purchasing products that contribute to their carbon footprint, such as fuel, airline tickets, and electricity. Like with a bank account, a statement would be sent out each month to help people keep track of what they are using."
Well, Orlean, we're going to have to hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment, and let's get your information out on your ministry. Bye-bye. Hang on. We'll be back shortly.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Arlene, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Well, why don't we get your information out so people can get to your website, get your information, and we'll let you go.
All right. They can go to, I now have started my own little publishing company, and so they can go to smallhelmpressassociates.org. And the reason I chose this name is based on James chapter 3, verse 4 in the New Testament, which talks about, behold, also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm. So I believe that if we can become informed and awake and have the courage to speak out, maybe we can be that small helm that will turn a great ship. And it's amazing how many people are having success stopping the smart meters in their own area. We have 56 cities in California now that have some ordinance against it. More and more people are waking up to this.
Okay, so one more time. We're out of time, but one more time. What is the website?
It's www.smallhelmpressassociates.org. And they can also get my book through you, because you carry both the smart meter book as well as By Stealth and Deception.
We do, and God bless. We're out of time, but thank you so very much for being with us today.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. This is Arlene Kula. We carry her books By Stealth and Deception and on smart meters. And you can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We actually have a four tape or four CD set on smart meters. You need to have this information. So it's By Stealth and Deception. On, you can request smart meters or the four CD set on this. We have a DVD talk given by Michael Shaw on Agenda 21. It is excellent. You must understand there is a massive plan to destroy America. Now we have my talk on population control, the covert agenda. We have the other half of that talk. It's called The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. They're DVDs. You need to get them. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Behind everything going on today are powerful secret societies and spiritual forces. They work together to destroy contemporary civilization and to bring in this new society under a ruling elite, a one world order, a one world financial system, a one world religion, because they have to destroy Christianity. And then, of course, is bringing in the one world ruler. When you understand that, it all makes sense. Otherwise, none of it makes sense. But these people are motivated by evil. They want to destroy contemporary civilization. They're in the process of doing it. They're taking us from war to war. They're in the process of destroying our currency. They're lying to you about the degree of inflation. Go to the grocery store, and if you believe we have a 2% or 3% inflation, why, I think you're going to be horribly shocked. Prices are going up. They're going to increase rapidly. They're going to destroy the value of everything you've worked for financially. Pray for America. Pray for revival. I'll be speaking there on the 15th of September in Denver. So until tomorrow, I think. It'll be Friday at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare,